And you're listening to KAXE, KBXE Northern Community Radio. In just a few moments, we've got our local food segment, and today we'll be talking with Tracy Srock about the Ready, Set, Grow Garden Expo that's happening over in Crow Wing County. So she's a master gardener, so she'll be teaching us some stuff.
Got some questions for her on heirloom foods and all sorts of things, so it'll be good.
It's easy to start thinking about that stuff when the weather feels just like this out
there.
It is.
It's getting warm out.
We receive support from Minnesota Power, an elite company proudly delivering 25% of their energy from renewable resources like wind, water, and solar as part of their Energy Forward plan, the roadmap to a cleaner energy future. More at mnpower.com/energyforward.
And we also have support from Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing a small community for seniors, their families, and friends. Oak Hill Assisted Living, locally owned and operated. And there's more information at oakhillseniors.com.
On the Wednesday morning show, we talk local foods. Tracy Srock is a Crow Wing County Master Gardener and one of the presenters at this year's Ready, Set, Grow Garden Expo, which will be held this Saturday at the Brainerd High School. Tracy's giving two workshops. One of them will be about growing lettuce and salad greens, and the other is called New Adventures in Vegetable Gardening. She joins us right now this morning from her home in Deerwood. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So why are lettuces and salad greens a good choice in the garden?
They're fun for a couple of different reasons. They're fun because you can start them here in Minnesota in our area in April. I'll be planting some of my seeds and my lettuce seeds in my raised beds within another week or two. And I'll be eating those fresh greens the beginning of May, which is delightful after a very long winter. They're also fabulous because they are so nutritionally valuable to us. There's lots of antioxidants. We probably all know how healthy and good for us the salad greens are. And so when you start with your own seeds in your own soil, you know where that lettuce is coming from, it makes it even more valuable.
Well, you said you were starting them soon outside. Will you cover them, or do they need to be protected from the cool nights?
Not at all. They are very hardy seeds. Lettuce and salad greens prefer cool weather. Oftentimes, people will start them in the beginning of June, and they're slow to become bitter. And some greens are supposed to be bitter or tangy, but those that are not supposed to be, that heat changes the sugars in them, and so they're considered a cool weather crop. So I have even planted spinach seeds in the fall in my raised bed, and they will stay dormant over the winter and then start in April and succeed as well.
I had no idea you could do that. I was looking at some pictures that you sent our way. Are you growing lettuce inside as well?
I have. This is the first winter I've tried that, mostly because I'm teaching this class, and so it's possible to do that. So I tried. I grow a lot of seeds for my garden starting in February, and so I have the whole setup of grow lights, and so I started them inside this winter to see what would happen, and there are some varieties that are absolutely suitable for that. And so we've been eating fresh salad greens already, and which has been just delightful.
That is delightful. Is there any special, what would your setup look like if you're going to grow salad greens inside?
To start on a small scale, I would say you can just use one set of shop lights with the fluorescent bulbs, and as opposed to putting them in a windowsill.
Okay.
Because windowsills in the winter, of course, they could be drafty, the sun angle is lower, and so anytime you would start seeds like on a windowsill, they would get leggy because they're always reaching for the light. So you just set up a little shop light. And what's key to doing something like that is that you keep those shop lights, whatever seed you're starting and the plant, that you keep those lights an inch to 2 inches above that plant so the light is right there for them and they're not reaching for it. And then spend as much energy growing out as they do getting high. So just start a shop light, get some good seed starting mix, and go ahead and try it.
Tracy, what is different about a seed starting mix? I've always wondered, do you just use potting soil, or is it something special you buy? What's good to start, like, greens in?
That's a really good question. There is an actual seed starting mix, and what it is, from different companies it may look a little different, but generally speaking, it's a mixture of soil and vermiculite, and it's much fluffier. It's not dense. So there's a huge difference, and a person wouldn't be nearly as successful if they just used potting soil. So you need to use that seed starting mix, and there's a number of organic ones available that you can start with organic seed starting mix, organic seeds, and you know, use filtered water and organic fertilizer, and you just got healthy all the way.
Yeah. Is that because you said it's fluffier? Does that mean like the plant doesn't have to try so hard to bust through the soil if it's heavier?
And the roots are easier for them to go down, okay. And the water then flows through there. That individual container, whatever you're using, you can use egg cartons. You can use. I actually did some different experiments, and you know how oftentimes produce will come now in little clear plastic containers with a lid, and so I use some of those. And so you got some drainage going on. You got the lid there to keep the moisture in while those seeds are beginning to germinate. And so that seed starting mix, the water can go freely through there and not get waterlogged like it possibly could with potting soil in a small container.
Right. We're talking with Tracy Srock, Crow Wing Master Gardener, and one of the presenters at this year's Ready, Set, Grow Garden Expo that'll be going on in Brainerd this Saturday. Tracy, can you talk to us about what you mean by new adventures in vegetable gardening?
Well, especially this has been exciting with this wonderful weather we've been having. I presented the last couple days at a few situations, and it just got us all just wanting to go outside and plant. And so this particular class talks about heirloom vegetables, and I do a variety of those that are offered. There are hundreds of variety offered. And then new vegetables for 2017 that a lot of seed companies have come out with every year. They come out with more vegetables, not a new vegetable, but maybe those that they've tweaked some things in it. So maybe it's got a more disease-resistant package to it, or it will it'll bear fruit a week earlier than it had in the past. And then I also share some of my favorites.
What are some of your favorites?
Oh, that's a great question. I could go on and on about that, but a couple of them is I grow a broccoli called Bay Meadows broccoli. It's available from a seed company, and as a master gardener, I can't promote any particular seed company or any company for that matter. But it's called Bay Meadow, and what's fabulous about it is I started indoors, but it starts producing in about July. It withstands the heat of our summer in July and August, and then it will continue to grow baby shoots up until it frosts. So last fall, when it didn't really frost in my yard till November, I was still pricking broccoli at the beginning of November. So that's one of my favorites. I grow a few beans that I grow to dry so that I store them and use them in the winter for soups. Those are some of my favorites. And some of my heirloom tomatoes that I grow are just beautiful, tasty, and look fabulous presented on a tray for company.
Now, you mentioned heirloom tomatoes. So can an heirloom be a new adventure?
Well, it is in the sense for many people, they haven't quite embarked into heirloom.
Okay.
They just go to a big box store and get the regular seeds that they've gotten year after year, and they just they're expecting the same thing year after year. So if you grow some heirlooms that you've never grown, or some of these other varieties that you've never grown in other vegetables, it's exciting to go out every day in your garden and wait for that vegetable to start bearing, and then you're so excited to taste it because you haven't tasted it before. In comparison to growing the same zucchini and the same cucumber and the same tomato you've grown year after year.
I have a question. We often think about some of these, you know, bright sun vegetables, but sometimes people's yards aren't full sun. Are there some vegetables that are easily grown and hardy that you don't need a lot of sun for?
That's a good question as well. There are some varieties, and the best way to find that out would be to go online and do a little research, because your average seed packet that you would get probably wouldn't give you that information.
Oh, okay.
And so there are some. It's limited, but there are some. I think what's mostly required is that you would have at least 4 to 6 hours of sun. It couldn't be total shade.
Oh, that sounds doable. That's promising.
Yeah.
What should we know if we're thinking about attending the Ready, Set, Grow Garden Expo this weekend?
Well, it is this Saturday, as you had mentioned, at the high school. And registration is closed in the sense right now that if you called it's too close to the expo to get your classes ordered and those types of things, but you can be a walk-in on Saturday morning. It's $5 additional charge, so instead of $30, it's $35, which is only $5 more. But you would go there. The classes start at 9 o'clock, so go 7:30, 8 o'clock, and register, and you can register for the classes. Some are full now and closed, so you don't have quite as much choice as you would have if you had registered earlier, but you can certainly come in as a walk-in and have a fabulous day.
And there's all kinds of classes going on.
There is many, many classes, and there's only a couple that are full now, so don't let that deter anyone. There's lots of good choices about tomatoes and herbs and mist in the garden and top perennials, and there's just lots of choices and fun ones to learn about.
Fantastic. Well, for more information about that, is there a website people can go to?
There is. We have a Facebook page that you can go to, which is Crow Wing County Master Gardeners. We have a website as well that is crowwingmastergardeners.org. And for other questions about gardening and any other questions you have, the university has a fabulous website, and you can just click onto it, and many of your questions are answered that way, or you can also contact them. And that website is extension.umn.edu.
Great. What are you thinking about for your garden this year?
I am trying a number of new different things because I like to do that every year, but because I put together this teaching, and so I'm trying some varieties of vegetables that I haven't grown before, and I'm also an avid flower gardener, so I'm trying some flowers from seeds that I haven't tried before, and so I got lots of things going on in my house already.
Great. Oh, that's fantastic. The pictures that you sent along are beautiful, and I will be posting those to our website. It's an exciting time as spring comes around and we start looking towards summer. It's just a fun time here in northern Minnesota, and I thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about the expo this morning.
And thank you for having me, and we look forward to more people coming this Saturday and getting jazzed up to plant their gardens.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Send us an email if you have any questions about gardening or if you have any comments about what you're doing at your house this summer. This is the Wednesday Morning Show, and Wednesdays, we talk local foods.